Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
9:45, Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. In the annals of Sunday morning show history, a young producer named Kevin Powell once filled the chair and ran this program. Today, afternoon sports anchor here on WGN. Following him in that position, a young producer, Kevin Richter, sat and filled the position here on Sunday morning. After tolerating me for, a couple of years, he moves on, now producer of the Bill and Wendy Show on WGN. And now, producer Bennett Wakenight, who has been with us here for a year on the Sunday morning show, wearing his Sunday morning show cap and gown, walking off into the distance to take on a new position here at WGN. We break them in here on the Sunday morning show before they move on to other things. In other words, if I don't drive them nuts while they're working here on this show, management figures they can pretty much take any of the hosts if they can tolerate me. And Bennett, congratulations to you, first of all.
Thank you very much.
What will be your new position?
So I'll be.
I say as if I don't know this already.
Yes, I'll be producing the opening bell from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. every Monday through Friday, and additionally the Wintrust business lunch from noon until 1 p.m. every Monday through Friday.
Very nice. So you'll be the kind of the official business.
Yeah, I get my business chops seared and ready to go for whatever lies next. So
I figured
it's a pretty relevant topic and thing to be in the know of.
Absolutely.
So
well good for you. We couldn't be happier for you.
Thank you very much.
Certainly will miss you here.
You need Wintrust, Bennett, to get you a hammock because your shifts are so far apart now.
Yeah.
You get the 5 a.m. and then you have noon. So Wintrust,
a little bit of a nutty split.
Needs to get you like a hammock in the corner.
And get it all nice sponsored and titled. And I'll tweet from it every day before I take my nap right after the show. We could work something out.
Although I got to say, Bennett, frequently would take a nap during this program. So it wasn't unusual.
I only have it a couple times.
That he'd be perfectly awake at the beginning of the program. I look over and I hear snoring in the other room. And then back awake, oddly, about a half an hour before the show was over. He wake up just in time to go home again. So I don't think the split shift is going to bother him so much. But we couldn't be happier for you.
Thank you.
Always happy for all the success of our producers here on the program. And Bennett had kind of taken over the home video department here of keeping track of what's coming to video stores, online, on demand, all those kinds of things. And so for one final home video report, what can we look forward to for the next 30 days or so?
So this is kind of the restart, obviously, of the movie year, clearly, with 2017 being rung in. Movie awards are really already closing up for the year, so it's kind of a fresh start. But there's a lot of focus on the TV side of things as well. We're right in the middle of that, which is really cool. So there have already been a couple sets of releases between January 3rd and the 10th. The first one, Girls, the HBO hit series, its complete fifth season is out on DVD.
Yeah, the Lena Dunham series.
Yes. Yeah. It's been a huge hit for HBO. Really, really huge for Lena Dunham as well. So that's already out on DVD, Blu-ray. You can get a couple different extras on there, deleted scenes, really cool stuff. And then season 6 will be premiering this winter of 2017. Jerry Maguire, the classic Jerry Maguire of classic Tom Cruise. You can't beat it.
Is that one of the classic movie lines of all time?
It is. It has to be.
It's Nutty Cuba Gooding Jr.
Believe it or not, it's in its 20th year.
That's
this is the 20th anniversary DVD.
Shocking to me.
Yeah, being released. It's remastered in 4K. So
that movie, I mean, think about that. This movie gave us not only Show Me the Money, which became everyone's catchphrase back then, but also gave us the phrase, you had me at...
Hello.
Whatever. I mean, people use that phrase all the time now in various applications. You had me at blah, 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 that started at that movie.
20 years old. So there's a remastered version coming out.
And I want to point out Chicago's very own Bonnie Hunt co-starring in that movie. One of my favorite parts of the movie.
Very true.
Because Bonnie Hunt is always my favorite part of almost anything that she's in.
Mm-hmm. And there's a ton of different extras, a lot of different commentary from Tom Cruise, Renee Zellweger, Cuba Gooding Jr. as well. So check that out. Also, The Accountant is out on DVD already. That was kind of mixed reviews with Ben Affleck and Linda Kendrick. I know you were not a fan of The Accountant, so we'll move right along from that.
Well, a lot of people have enjoyed that movie. It was not my particular cup of tea, but some people did enjoy The Accountant. And actually, I'm seeing people on social media saying, I'm just watching The Accountant. People catching up with it, and plenty of people enjoying it. So
there you go.
There you go.
So for those people, it's already out on DVD. You can catch it with a couple different extras.
Very good.
The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson.
What?
Yes, that is out on another remastered DVD format. This one has a very big feature, obviously, with Jerry Seinfeld, the Jerry Seinfeld. It encompasses all of his different stuff. I know there's probably four or five different versions of DVDs and remastered versions already out, but this is one of those that I don't think it'll ever get old if they come out with a new remastered version or different new scenes or features that the people will always love. People will always eat it up, and it's something that's, again, one of those classics that TV history for sure. So
you can, it is completely fun watching these old Tonight shows, which you can see, by the way, on our sister nostalgia station, Antenna TV, weeknights at 10 o'clock, and it's also on weekends also. So if you're a Johnny Carson fan, fun to have these DVDs in your collection, fun to watch it on good old Antenna TV also.
Mm-hmm. Also, just very cool to see some of the guests that were on there, like an 18-year-old Andre Agassi, Arnold Schwarzenegger in his way, way, way first setting up into stardom, Oprah Winfrey in her first Tonight Show appearance.
Right.
So really cool stuff.
We saw the very first appearance by Carrie Fisher recently. That was on the air. So it's cool to see some like superstars now who are just starting off making their first appearance. You could see clearly nervous with Johnny Carson.
Oh, just shaking in their boots.
Yep.
So something to check out, already out on DVD. January 13th, just past this week, one of the stepbacks in time as well, something for those hard rocker, punk rocker interest people out there. Sad Vacation, The Last Days of Sid and Nancy.
Oh, wow.
Something interesting about the life and last kind of run of Sid Vicious and Nancy Spungen. Out on DVD, it kind of chronicles their historic demise, as I think I would be able to say. So something in the music realm that people can definitely take a look at and dive into a little bit more.
Okay.
January 17th, coming out this next week, one of the movies that had a lot of 2016 and a buzz, The Girl on the Train with Emily Blunt. This was, a lot of people were talking about it. I mean, what did you think about this?
I wasn't crazy about this one either.
Yeah, so it was...
go ahead.
It was...
It generally did not get good reviews.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, when a movie comes out on DVD, you know, it's easy to watch it on demand. To, you know, for a couple of bucks... go to a Redbox, pick it up, and make up your own mind on these things.
Exactly. And for those who did love it and want to check it out, DVD, Blu-ray, 4K, HD, Blu-ray combos, a bunch of different trailers and extras in there, commentary, the novel adaptation conversation as well. So very cool to be looking behind that as well. The next one, The Whole Truth. I found this one surprising. It kind of snuck under the radar with Keanu Reeves, Renee Zellweger, and Jim Belushi. So a strange thinking of a cast, but it's about Keanu Reeves is a lawyer trying to help out a friend's son who may or may not have committed a crime, and more facts come out about this situation that they find themselves diving into in the middle of this case. Very up in the air whenever a Keanu Reeves movie comes out these days. I think a lot of people are too, because it's been... I'd say almost a decade at least since he's had something.
It's been kind of hit and miss. His last one, don't know if it was his, no, I don't think it was his last one, but I think his last fairly successful movie was John Wick.
That really came
out of nowhere and kind of surprised everybody. And John Wick 2 is about to open. In fact, I'm going to be interviewing Keanu Reeves.
Well, there you go.
In a week or so. So we'll see if the second one. I actually like the first John Wick movie. So we'll see how this second one holds up. But this the whole truth, truthfully, really kind of did go under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely is worth checking out.
Pretty interesting.
What else do we have?
So January 24th, coming out in a couple weeks. Something of a classic, paying a little bit of homage to the one and only David Bowie, who we lost in 2016. The classic, The Man Who Fell to Earth, limited classic collector's edition.
Very cool.
That will be something. I realized, though, I've never seen this movie. Way before my time. It came out in 1976. But there was a brief stint, correct me if I'm wrong, that David Bowie kind of had a little bit of a movie career.
Very true.
And this is kind of one of those that if you're maybe in my age group or somebody that loves David Bowie now and didn't really know about this, this is something that you can dive into a little bit.
Worth checking out. Nostalgic for people like me, new for people like you.
There you go. We can keep it running. And they've come out on they'll come out in Blu-ray, DVD, combo editions, a ton of different interviews with David Bowie. On French TV as well, so you can get a little different perspective from that, and a couple different featurettes as well, which is very cool. And closing us out, we've got January 31st at the end of the month, the man who is running Hollywood right now, Dwayne Johnson's TV series Ballers, the complete second season, comes out on DVD Collector's Edition. So this, I never thought that I would be able to say Dwayne Johnson from the wide world of wrestling to be one of the most successful people in Hollywood in the new age.
It's an interesting route.
It is.
From, you know, his Dwayne the Rock Johnson days to the Tooth Fairy, mm-hmm. to Fast and Furious, to truly, he is truly one of the most powerful people in Hollywood right now with his range of things going on. So season two will be out on January the 31st. And I just want to throw one more in.
Yeah.
That not necessarily as a new DVD this week, but with the news today of the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus closing down, it is worth picking up a copy or renting the 1955 Academy Award winning Best Movie of the Year, The Greatest Show on Earth, starring Charlton Heston, Betty Hutton, Jimmy Stewart, Cornel Wilde. I'm sure I'm leaving some huge names out. But it's one of these classic Cecil B. DeMille films about love and romance and drama, all set to the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus, the greatest show on earth. Really a fantastic movie. And now will be one of our only memories of the circus.
I might have to do that because I've never been to the circus before.
What?
Yeah. I know. I've got to plan a trip to New York or something because I've never been to the circus, yeah. And after this year, I never will.
It's a bygone era.
Yeah, it sure is.
That's for sure.
Did you know there was a TV show, The Greatest Show on Earth, as well?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Based on the circus?
Yes. It ended the first episode was in 1963. Huh. It only ran for a season, though, but people like James Whitmore were in it, Jack Lord. Where do we know Jack Lord from?
Hawaii Five-0.
You got it. Yeah. Ricardo Montalban, Annette Funicello.
Corinthian leather.
But it was all centered around the greatest show on earth and the lives of those
did
who
they
were.
Do circus acts?
Yeah. Yeah, they did. But it was more about dealing with the lives of the people that worked in the circus,
never
you know,
knew that.
Romances and stuff.
I did not know.
Yeah.
I did not know that. Anywho, all right. Well, nice report, Bennett.
Thank you.
For your final one on the program. We're going to miss you here on Sunday morning.
Same here.
That's right.
Wish you all the success on the opening bell.
Thank you.
5 o'clock in the morning here on WGN Radio, and then the Wind Trust Business Lunch each weekday and Saturday at 12 noon.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.